Chapter 10. Signals, signs and markings. Regulatory signs. These signs tell drivers of the speed limit and other laws and regulations. Speed limits may be reduced in work areas. Warning signs. Warning signs are used to alert drivers to unusual or potentially hazardous conditions in or near work zones. Most signs used in highway and street work areas are orange and diamond-shaped. Channeling devices. Barricades, cones and drums are the most commonly used devices to guide drivers safely through work areas. At night, they may be equipped with warning lights for improved visibility. Changeable message signs. These electronic signs, which can display a variety of messages pertaining to road conditions, traffic problems, emergency situations, special events, etc., are often used to alert motorists to special conditions within work zones. Aero panels. Aero panels are used both during the day and at night to give advance warning and directional information to tell drivers where it is necessary to move into another lane to the right or left. Traffic signals. Traffic signals apply to everyone who is walking, driving or riding a bicycle on a street or highway. Failing to obey the signal's message is a major cause of crashes. The driver of a vehicle approaching an intersection controlled by a traffic control device may not drive across private property, such as gas stations, store parking lots, etc., or leave the roadway for the purpose of avoiding the instructions of a traffic control device. Traffic signals are usually red, yellow and green from top to bottom, or left to right. At some intersections, there are single red, yellow or green lights. Some traffic signals are steady, others flash. Some are circular, and some are arrows. The law requires that if the traffic lights or controls are out of service or malfunctioning when you approach an intersection, you must come to a stop as you would for a stop sign. You must then proceed according to the rules of right-of-way, unless you are directed to proceed by a traffic officer. Steady red signal. Stop. Come to a complete stop before reaching the intersection, at the stop line, if there is one. If not, you must stop before entering the crosswalk and remain stopped as long as the signal is red. You may turn right at a red signal after coming to a complete stop, unless there are signs posted at the intersection, which reads, "No turn on red." When turning on a red signal, you must yield the right of way to pedestrians, bicyclists, and all other traffic. It is illegal in the District of Columbia to make a left turn on red. Steady yellow signal. This means that the signal is changing from green to red. Its purpose is to provide time for approaching traffic to stop safely and to clear other vehicles from the intersection before the light turns red. Steady green signal. Proceed with caution after you have checked first to see that other vehicles have cleared the intersection. When it is safe to proceed, you may enter the intersection to go straight ahead or turn unless a sign or additional signal prohibits the turn. You must yield to pedestrians and vehicles already in the intersection. Steady red arrow signal. Stop. Come to a complete stop before reaching the intersection, stop line or crosswalk for the direction indicated by the arrow. Remain stopped as long as the arrow signal is red. Steady yellow arrow signal. Like the steady yellow signal, the yellow arrow means that the signal is changing from green to red. Its purpose is to provide time for approaching traffic to stop safely and to clear other vehicles from the intersection before the light turns red. Steady green arrow signal. Proceed with caution in the direction the arrow points. Remember that you must yield to all pedestrians and vehicles already in the intersection. Flashing red signal. You must come to a complete stop, yield to all other traffic and to pedestrians. Proceed when the way is clear. Flashing red signal at railroad crossing. Flashing red signals, which may be accompanied by bells, warn you that a train is coming. You should stop and wait for it to go by and check to make sure another train is not approaching on another track. When approaching a railroad crossing that does not have any warning system, such as flashing lights or gates, it's important to slow down. Look and listen for any sign of an oncoming train and then stop before the tracks if there is one coming. Trains are always moving much faster than they appear from a distance, so drivers should never try to beat one out. Markings on the road, consisting of a white X and the letters RR, alert you that you are about to cross railroad tracks and need to watch for trains, which can't stop quickly. Flashing yellow signal. You must slow down and proceed with caution. Multiple signals. The signals are used to allow traffic to make left turns with a green light. Lane use signals. The signals are used to control traffic flow by reversing lanes direction during different hours of the day. The lanes and their directions may be marked with signs and signals. You must never drive in a lane under a red X signal. You are permitted to drive in a lane under a green arrow signal. A steady yellow X signal means a driver should move out of the lane as soon as safely possible. A flashing yellow X signal means that a driver is permitted to use the lane for a left turn. It is likely that you will be sharing the lane with left-turning vehicles coming from the opposite direction.